Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 337 of the Divine Intervention Podcasts. And in this podcast, I'll be talking about how to answer drug ad questions on the USMLE exams. This should be a really short podcast, but you should find this to be really helpful. Now, for those of you that are taking step 2 CQ or step 3 within the next few days, I know a lot of people are trying to get there. Exams in so they can get their scores by September 29th. If you fall into that category, you may be interested in an MBME test taking strategies course I'm offering later today. It goes from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's over Zoom. If you're interested, just shoot me an email. I'll give you some more details so you can register before we start later today. And then in terms of content review, I'm offering a review course that starts tomorrow and goes till Saturday. It's from 8 to noon and from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on each of those 3 days. We'll basically be talking about peds, surgery, IM, OB-GYN, psych, neuro, biostats, ethics, professionalism, communications, and multi-system processes and disorders. And for the most part, I'll also talk about physiology and pharmacology as is relevant to the Step 2 CQ and Step 3 exams. So if you're interested in that as well, there's still a little time to register. Just shoot me an email through the website and I'll give you some more information. So let's begin. So the thing is, first off, drug ad questions, people don't like them for good reason, right? Those questions take a long time to answer. So what are some classic strategies you can use to get these questions right? In fact, I'm going to talk about 10 things in this podcast, 10 things for you can kind of keep in mind that would really vastly increase your odds of crushing these drug ad questions. The first one is you should save them for last, right? The very first rule with these drug ad questions, save them for last, right? You should not risk not correctly getting 10 to 12 questions for the sake of just 3 questions. It will be very unusual for you to have a drug ad question, like a drug ad that has more than 3 questions attached to it. So always leave them for last. Second rule I will say is, concerning these drug ads, it's really not the end of the world. To be honest with you, I think of drug ad questions like developmental milestone questions. Some of you may say, Divine, what exactly do you mean? Well, let me explain what I mean. A few years ago, I took the executive decision that I would not memorize the developmental milestones. Has it cost me a few points on exams? Absolutely it has. But has it really mattered in the long run? No. Right? Because those developmental milestone questions, the USMLE is feeling very, very generous. It's going to be 2 questions on the exam. I don't really care about that. Right? That's 2 questions out of like 320 if you're taking step 2 CK or step 3. I mean step 2 CK, and 2 out of like 280 if you're taking step 1. Don't really care about that much, right? Kind of same thing with drug ads, right? Like if the USMLE, especially like on step 2 CK or step 1, if they're feeling very generous, they're going to put 2 drug ads. Most times it's just 1 you see across the whole exam. So they put 2 drug ad questions. I mean 2 drug ads, 6 questions total. Again, I'm not going to slave myself over, because think about it, if step 2 CK is 320 questions, 10% of that is 32, right? So 2% of that is like 6. So literally 2% of the exam is less than 2%. It's going to be drug ads. I'm not really going to slave myself over those, right? Because I've seen many people, they get so much anxiety about these drug ad questions that they try to solve the drug ad and then they are whoring at the end of the block. Makes absolutely no sense to do that. There's some people that have just decided, you know what, these drug ad questions, I'm just always going to guess on them. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, oh, I'm going to pick C for everything. I'm going to pick D for everything. That's perfectly fine, right? Again, there are certain things that are almost like acceptable losses. For me, the developmental milestones has been where it's at for me on exams. But because really the drug ad questions tend to be very easy, to be honest with you. So I've not yet decided to let those go, though I don't know if I would ever need that again, given as I've done all my USMLE exams. But for people that get so much anxiety from them and you're doing really well on your practice tests, just forgo them, guess on all of them, That is a perfectly valid strategy. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people that want to get those questions right. So let's get into why, how you can get those questions right, right? So let's go to the third principle here. The third principle here is that most times when you get a drug out question, it's going to be in a 38 question block, right? So you roughly have about 6 minutes to read the drug ad and answer the questions, right? Most times when you see a 38 question block, that's almost like the signal from the NBME that there's a drug ad in this question block. Now, the fourth principle is it's very important to read the questions first before you read the drug ad, right? Read the questions first before you read the drug ad, right? It is not smart at all to read the drug ad first before reading the questions. That makes no sense. Read the questions first before you read the drug ad. It helps you read the drug ad with focus. Now, principle number five, after you've read the questions, go straight to the graphs and the charts in the drug ad. Notice I didn't say read the whole drug ad. I said go straight to the graphs and charts in the drug ad. This is really where you should spend the bulk of your time, because at the end of the day, about 90% of the right answers to drug ad questions will be found in, listen to me, the charts and the graphs that are provided, right? So the thing is, after you've looked at the charts and the graphs, right? Another thing you can do is you can find the section of the drug ad that deals with exactly what you're looking for. And you'll know exactly what you're looking for because you've read the questions, right? So find the section of the drug ad that deals with exactly what you're looking for. And then read that section critically, right? That's principle number five. Principle number six is, as you're reading the graphs and the charts, one thing you need to get immediately is make sure you quickly abstract the information on if the results of the study are significant or not. I'll say that again. Make sure you immediately come to a conclusion on if the results of the study are significant or not. The thing is, about 70% of the time, there's going to be a question amongst the drug ad questions that asks you to give a recommendation to the patient based on the results of the study. They will say, oh, they read about this in the newspaper or whatever, right? The thing is, you'll very likely be able to answer this question correctly by assessing significance. So always, always, always ask yourself, what is significant in this study? And obviously, you're going to know what is significant by knowing your p-values, right? Principle number seven is, obviously, these drug ads tend to be biostats based, right? So you need to be good at biostatistics to do well on these drug ads. Now, how do you get good at biostatistics? You can listen to episode 143 on my website. And then also, during the review course that I talked about at the beginning, I do cover biostatistics in great detail. Now, principle number eight is to read with differential thinking. What do I mean by differential thinking? Differential thinking, I don't know if some of you listening to this podcast have done this activity where you have two things that look similar, and then it's like all these puzzles, and then the whole goal of the puzzle is to find what is different between those two groups, right? So read with differential thinking. Always try to mentally pay attention to what is different between both groups, right? So if, for example, one group has 400 participants, and the other group has 200, okay? That's important to note, right? Or let's say 50 drop out from one study arm, but two drop out from the other study arm. That's something to pay attention to. There's probably going to be an intention to treat question hidden there somewhere. Again, if you're good with biostats, you should be able to arrive at these things pretty easily. And then principle number nine, it is very important to pay attention to certain key bits of data from these drug ads. Always pay attention to confidence intervals, right? Always, always pay attention to confidence intervals, because those confidence intervals can give you a gold mine of information. Always pay attention to p-values. Again, always pay attention to graphs. I'm telling you, you will answer usually about one or two out of the three drug ad questions by just paying attention to the graph, right? Why do you need to pay attention to confidence intervals? Well, many times with drug ads, the confidence intervals will tell you if the results are significant or not. If you're dealing with something that has like a difference in means, let's say like a t-test, if the confidence interval crosses zero, obviously the results are not significant. But if you're dealing with something that has ratios, like relative risk, if the confidence interval crosses one, then you know that the results are not statistically significant, right? That's why you need to pay attention to those bits of data. And then the final principle I'm going to discuss is that you also need to know your biases, right? You need to know your biases, right? The thing is, one kind of bias that's especially important to know is like, oh, can you apply the results of this study to a larger population? Being able to answer that question many times will get you to the right answer to one of those drug ad questions. In fact, I actually do have a podcast on biases and biostatistics. So I'll encourage you to listen to that. I think it'll really guide you in the right direction. So that's really all I have to say about drug ads. Again, I just wanted to keep this podcast short and sweet. But I feel like if you follow these principles, you'll usually get most of your drug ad questions right. I do offer one-on-one tutoring for the USMLE exams, step one, 2CK, and step three, preclinical med school exams, third-year shelf exams. If you also need help with your ERAS application, I've worked with tons of people that have matched at a ton of competitive residencies. If you have red flags on your application, like let's say you failed the USMLE exam, or you have a failed rotation, or you have to repeat an exam, right, reach out to me. Or you've graduated from med school a long time ago, or you're an IMG. Again, I've worked with people in all these circumstances that are now residents. So reach out to me and I'll be happy to point you in the right direction. And then I have these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, and on Spotify. And I have a YouTube channel, Divine Intervention USMLE Podcasts and Videos. And then if you go on my website, divineinterventionpodcast.com, you'll see all my episodes, the notes from my episodes. If you go under episode notes, if you click on that, it will lead you to a Google document that has notes for most, if not all, of my Step 2CK material. And it's updated pretty frequently. And then exam topics list is a header on my website that shows you, breaks it down by USMLE exam, breaks it down by subject, and tells you the suggested podcast for each of those subjects. And then I also have a new website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com. Many people have said that, oh, Divine, I really love your life lessons. So I'm still going to be talking about some life lessons in these podcasts. I mean, I do that infrequently. But I do have a website where I'll be posting at least 2 life lesson podcasts every week. You know, many of you listening to this know I'm a Christian. It's a lot of just Bible-based teaching. All of them are under 10 minutes long. And again, just on key topics that can help you become successful in life. So it's also on Apple Podcasts, actually. It's called the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. So thank you for listening to me. I really hope you find this podcast to be helpful. For those that have signed up for the USMLE courses I have coming up starting today, I will see you later today and from Thursday to Saturday. Have a great rest of your day. God bless you. Thank you.